מסכת יריח פרק ה' משנה ד', רבי אליעזר אומר שני דברים מכולי בית שמאי ומי חומרי בית הלל. רבי אליעזר says it's an additional two machlokes, which בית שמאי is מיקו and בית הלל is מחמר. דם יולדת שלא טוב לה, בית שמאי אומרים כרוקה וכמי מרגלה. The dam of yoledet, that did not go to the mikvah. And the din is that an isha yoledet that gave birth to a child has a certain amount of time in which she is tmei, either 7 or 14 days, depending on whether she gave birth to a zacha or an akeva. And after that time is up, she has a certain period of time in which she is yoshevet al tmei tara, meaning during that time, all the dam that she sees is considered tara. Now, a yoledet that after the 7 or 14 days were up did not go to the mikvah. And now she is yoshevet al tmei tara and she sees dam. According to Beis Shammai, that dam is tmei, just like the roke and the meraglel of Anida. Since she never went to the mikvah, so she's still considered Anida. And the roke and the meraglel of Anida is tmea, but only while it is lach, only while it is still damp, not after it's dried out. And Beis Shammai holds the dam also has the same din, that it's only tmea while it is lach, even though normally the dam nida of an isha is tmea even after it's dried out. But here, since the isha is yosheves al demei tara, she's during the period of time in which her dam is tar, even though she never went to the mikvah, her dam has the same din as the roke and the meraglayim, and is only mitame while it is damp. Uveis hilo aymrim mitame lach v'yavish. Beis Hillel holds that her dam is tame even after it's dried out. And according to Beis Hillel, since she never went to the mikvah, the dam has a din like any other dam nida, which is tame lach v'yavish. Umodim by yoledes bezov shehu mitame lach v'yavish. Beis Shammai would agree with Beis Hillel in such a case where the woman gave birth while she was a zava. And the difference between a Zava and a Nida is that a Zava, after she sees Dam, she has to count Zion Nikim, 7 clean days before she goes to the mikvah. In such a case, if she gave birth while she was a Zava and she never went to the mikvah, and she saw Dam during her Yemei Tahara, even Beis Shammai would agree that the Dam has the same din as any other Dam Zava, and it is Metame Lach V'yavish, even after it's dried out, it's Tmea. There are four brothers. Two of the brothers are married to two sisters. And the two brothers that are married to two sisters died without children, and their wives fell to Yibam to the other two brothers. In such a case, the two brothers should do Chalitza, but they cannot do Yibam to the two sisters. The reason why they cannot do Yibam is because we have a klal Yesh Zika, meaning to say, when Isha falls to Yibam to the brother, it's as if he was partially married to her even before he did the Yibam. So therefore, when two sisters fall to Yibam, you can't do Yibam to either one of them. And since each one of the sisters, it's as if the brothers are partially married to her, so the other sister is considered Achos Isha, the sister of your wife. And that's an error, but you can't marry Achos Isha. So therefore, whichever sister we look at, she would be as if she is Achos Isha, and therefore, you can't do Yibam to either one of them. Instead, Chalitza must be done. Then Kadmu V'Kansu Yotziu. But if the brothers went ahead and were miyabim the two sisters, they did not ask the chachamim, they went ahead and do yibum, in such a case, they would have to yimoti them, they would have to give them a get. Rabbi Yehudah Omer Mishum Beis Shammai Yikaimu. Rabbi Yehudah says, in the name of the Beis Shammai, that they could keep their wives, in such a case, that they did yibum, even though the chatchila, they should not have done the yibum. Now that they did the yibum, they can keep them. Beis Hillel Omer Yotziu. While Beis Hillel argues, they are machmer, and they say that they have to divorce the two sisters that they were miyabim.